remediation is something that actually we haven't been as good at as we would like to be. It's about a $5 billion cost for this country to provide remediation.
Dr. Muriel Howard is president of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities in Washington. She's also a former Buffalo State president. Her organization works for public higher education. When it comes to college remediation, SUNY spends millions, in fact, about $70 million a year.
I think it's important for us to really do a better job in the K through 12 sector, and so that when students do enter college, they are ready. But everybody's not going to follow the same model or the same pathway to attend college. And so I do think we have to be prepared for those that come to us and may need some additional support.
Howard says they are working on initiatives to help colleges and universities that are dealing with high costs of remediation.
We're looking at an alternative pathway project for mathematics, for example. 50% of the students who drop out of college can't pass the calculus course. And so we're working with institutions across the country and with all of the mathematical associations to determine how can we develop other pathways.
But Howard tells WBFO News it's important to meet students where they are in their learning experiences and commit to realize each individual learns at a different rate. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.